that mean?
Well, we're here at the Entertainment Asylum.
Okay,
the asylum. So we're
okay,
inmates
gotcha.
Of the asylum.
Does that mean everybody that's listening in is now a prisoner?
No, we're all inmates.
We're all in it together.
We
okay,
are.
Good.
Sorry, you even have your white jacket on.
I do. I'm all set. I just need a
okay, so here, and your glasses right here.
Yeah, I'm going to put my glasses on.
We were talking about the whole time. These are the glasses that Bruce Willis wore.
And these?
No, not these.
The
army. They are Armageddon.
Okay.
The Armageddon people sent them to us and
well,
said, give them
sunny.
To your inmates.
This is a sunny view from here.
Well,
yellow.
Well, your favorite question,
yes.
Whoever gives you your favorite question will win a pair of these glasses.
All right.
So you have to keep track, better give good questions. and we're going to start with this one.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, great. Michael Jake says, is this movie a copy of Deep Impact, or is it completely different?
Completely different. I think Deep Impact addressed, you know, the personal and the on the planet and dealing with it in space. And I think from what I haven't seen it, so from what I gather, trying to address both those things meant that the show was kind of split had trouble completing each of those missions. I don't know, I haven't seen it. However, Armageddon deals strictly with saving the world.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, they are different. And I think there's probably more humor with Armageddon. I mean, there are a lot of good laughs. That'll be different. Yeah, you know, get you laughing and crying and squirming in your seat, white knuckled on it. Yeah.
So were you a little nervous watching it, even though you'd already seen it?
I hadn't seen it. I only saw it the night of the premiere. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a spoke in the wheel, you know. So to see it all cut together was great.
Oh my God, they did an amazing job.
Just an overwhelming accomplishment when you consider how many people worked on it, how much footage was shot that he could choose which segment of each shot he was going to use, and that I was incredibly impressed.
Mm-hmm. I was too.
Yeah.
We have another question for you.
All right.
What was the best part of working with Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck while filming Armageddon?
The best part. Well, they both have great humor. They're both really charming. They're both fun to work with. Bruce is a vet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he and leader of the pack. And when he's on set, there's a lot of humor, and he's. He's a host, and he's a gracious host. He's, you know, you come in, and he gets up and greets you and says good morning, and he's, you know, includes you and makes you feel very much a part of it, and includes you in the rehearsals, and he's very generous to the crew and to the cast, and Ben's just, you know, the ball started rolling huge for him during the shooting of Armageddon. He won the Golden Globe and so forth, so... He's really smart and fast on his feet and does great impersonations and keeps everybody laughing. And yeah, and yet, you know, it brings a totally different energy than Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous meeting Bruce?
Well, you know what? They had been shooting for almost 2 months prior to his arrival. Is that right? Yeah, pretty much two months before he arrived. And as our trailers kind of got shuffled around to make room for his... You know, four huge trailers, like, oh my God, he's coming in, batting the hatches, you know. But then to meet him, he was instantly, the first time he saw me, I was in rollers. We were trying to pick a hairdo or whatever, and I was in rollers, and he said, are you bringing in a good reception? he said, what are you doing in rollers? Anyway, so he was friendly right off the bat.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. We have another.
Okay.
How does it feel to be the only girl besides Liv Taylor Tyler to star in the movie?
Well, it's a privilege. It's an absolute privilege, you know, being locked in a little tiny space with some fabulous men. What do you get? Yeah, it's nothing.
Like
yeah, it's tough, I gotta say, but had a really good time with that. Had a good time with all the guys. They're all unique characters, funny, and getting to know them and individually. We went on location together, and they're all a bunch of softies, and they're. it was a joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you just didn't play a woman. You played a woman female astronaut.
That's right.
And the only one on the spaceship that went up with all the rest of the guys.
That's right.
So it must have been a real privilege.
Well, it was. I mean, it's a great job because, you know, one minute you can be the girl and everybody treats you like the only girl, you know, and there are privileges to that. And then the next minute, you know, you can be one of the guys and you can be pulling off your potty jokes and trying to keep you to hold your own, you know. So it's a delicate game, which mm-hmm. was really fun to play.
Now, please remember to keep track of which questions
oh, right.
you like.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Because
okay.
we're keeping track and the winner's going to get
okay.
some glasses.
All right.
George C. writes, "Hi, Jessica. It's
Hi.
George from the Jessica Steen page.
Yeah.
Having seen the movie, were there any major scenes of yours that ended up on the cutting room floor?"
This is my favorite question.
I bet.
Take note.
Well, it was a 3-hour movie, right?
Yeah. Can you say it again?
Have you seen okay. Hi, Jessica. It's George from the Jessica
Steen
page.
Oh, yeah. Tons, George. Tons. Which was kind of devastating because it was already the night of the premiere when I saw it. And we've, you know, as you know, everything, have done a lot of publicity, and it felt like, oh, have we made more of this than we should have? And when I was in looping, you know, doing the ADR, the sound stuff, after, I was there for, you know, 8 hours, 10 hours of looping, and there were a lot of scenes. And I was like, oh, this is exciting. I said, how much of my stuff is this? And they said, oh, you know, 60%. I thought, well, all right then. But you know, between that and the final cut, a lot of stuff went to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying to you right before we started, that there were enough footage to go around the world 3 times, and Michael made his first, he had to cut off 45 minutes, so I certainly understand why it happened.
Absolutely.
It's just like, it was just hard to see it all, you know, a lot of it go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, will there be a director's
3-hour
reel?
I mean, he's just a...
Well, I'll tell you, I did a little surfing.
You did a little surfing?
A little surfing.
Did you go visit
you arrived? I did.
I visited
the www.jessicasteen.page.
Right.
.com, and it was very impressive. She's very...
I have to agree.
He's on top of it.
Well, he's from what I gather, and I don't have a computer, so I am poor with my correspondence. I reiterate that he's done so much work and won awards and that kind of thing because everybody compliments me on his work, so I have to pass that on to him.
Wow. Yep. Well, George, doing it well.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Okay, we have another from JJ.
Okay.
How did you come to do the destin of playing
decision.
How did you come to the decision of playing the role in this film?
Well, it was easy. I looked at my schedule and my bank book, and they said, "You want the job?" I said, "All right,
all right,
yeah.
Maybe."
It was a toughie. I sort of had
toughie.
Yeah, no, it was a. I was thrilled. I was so excited. In fact, right after my second audition, I went to see G.I. Jane. You know, I'm sitting in the theater by myself. I'm thinking, I can do this. Give me this job. You know, get your husband. I'm, you know, talking to Demi on the, get your guy to hire me. And I got the job that day. It was kind of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow. How many times did you audition?
Well,
Two.
Well, yeah, but it was in June, at the end of June, I initially auditioned, and then I went away for the summer, came back, I was back 4 days, and had to come down and audition again. They were already shooting, so I went to Michael's trailer, and we did the whole thing, and they put it on tape, and Jerry was sitting there, and within hours, I felt, sitting in my spacesuit at the helm of the shuttle, going, "What happened? What's this button? Who's?"
Wow.
Yeah,
how exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting. We have another one.
All right.
Hi there, yeah.
Hi there.
I've seen the movie and was impressed. I had no plans to see it, but I was glad I did. What other films do you have in the works?
Well, first I would suggest you ask George, because George always seems to know before I do what's going to be happening for me. But he finished a film in Canada, just got back a week ago, right before the premiere. And so finished that, and I'm just glad to be home. And I'm going to get my ducks in a row, and I'm going to look for a nice job for myself. So that's what's up for the summer, and some vacationing, of course.
Vacationing.
Mm-hmm.
Some time off.
Yes.
Definitely earned
yes.
it. And I want to know, where did you get those shoes?
Oh, these shoes. Well,
the great shoe view, Jessica.
These happen to be Canadian-made. They're John Fluvog. And John and Peter Fox, who has a number of stores in New York and so on, were partners. And then John Fluvog, now he's based in Vancouver. And these, to me, I have big feet, and why hide it? And they're like kind of like bowling and.
Happy Canadian Day, by the way.
Oh yeah, yesterday. Canadian, yes, yesterday. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Canada Day. Yes, of course. I'm a proud Knucklehead.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do we have another?
Okay.
J-Rughead 2 wants to know, Jessica, what was it like to work with Steve Buscemi?
And it is Buscemi. I will tell you that. He says so himself, Buscemi. Great. Really funny guy. Really sweet. Down-to-earth, normal guy. Not the whack that he plays.
Funny in this movie.
Oh, he's so funny. So funny. He's got a lovely wife and a terrific kid. And we ended up having a funny... Oh, I won't go into it. You want an anecdote?
Don't tell him.
Don't tell him the story? What?
We'll tell him an anecdote, sure.
Oh, okay. All right, we were at Cape Canaveral, and there was a huge shuttle takeoff that night, and I got wrapped around 3 in the afternoon, but I was so keen. I'm a video head. I just video everything, and we had our shuttle takeoff earlier in the week, and I got great footage. I'm like, oh, okay, now we're front and center for this immense blast off that's going to be so impressive, and yet they kept postponing. There were delays and so on, and I was convincing all the guys that kept getting wrapped, stick around, no, you're going to miss it. If you go and change or anything, just stay put. So they had one more delay, and Steve and Will Patton and I were tooling around this museum that we were shooting at, the Saturn V Museum. And we're way in the back and down in this little sort of interactive zone where you could learn about, you know, the space station or Saturn or whatever. And we had our faces all tucked in to these things. And this woman's talking about teaching us all things. And all of a sudden the ground starts to go like this. And we're just like looking out at each other. And we missed the whole thing. We were running up to the front, and everybody, well, they had a field day because I'd been waiting there for 6 hours. And we were touching the moon rock.
Oh, dear. Well, the questions keep pouring in.
Okay.
You ready for more?
Yes.
Indie fan, were you disappointed that your character gets pushed aside by Peter Stormars when she's trying to fix the ship?
Well, yes. I mean, at least Colonel Sharp thinks that I did it. He said, she's got us back on. But, yeah, I mean, it was less than delicate maneuvers on his part. And certainly when we were shooting it, he stood on the end of my foot and then pushed me. I went down so hard. He and I actually had to do all this rushing down through the shuttle, and he's standing on my fingers as we're going down the hall. And I'm like, Peter, I'm going to kill you. But, no, I mean, yeah, it was, what are you going to do? Banging with a wrench, and then it was fun.
And then move on.
And then move on. And we got to take off. So whoever got the job done was good.
As long as it got done.
And I got the credit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Reich wants to know, Jessica, what was your biggest challenge of the movie?
Well, you know what? The biggest challenge was sometimes giving Michael what he wanted. He's got such a visual sense, and he knows exactly what he wants, and he'll watch it on the video, and he will literally sit with a bullhorn, which I tore a strip off him about. I'm just like, come and talk to me. He's yelling at me from the bullhorn, no! And, you know, it's all so mechanical. To him, he knows exactly, and he's trying to relay it by watching the TV, so I just wanted to make him happy, and he gets really flustered, and so we would, you know, it was challenging to make him get what he wants,
right.
And yet we were making stuff up and improvising stuff and changing things constantly. Everything was like hyped, and so
high adrenaline,
and so there were times when I thought, you know, so that was challenging. Yeah.
Challenging. Hmm. Well, Linda wants to know, how closely is the movie Armageddon, in your opinion, related to what could happen in real life?
I think anything could happen. I wouldn't be surprised in the least if that was announced tomorrow, that you know, and it was earlier this year that we would have, what is it, 25 years or something that an asteroid would come. I think natural disaster is awe-inspiring, and I think the threat that is always right around the corner, especially for folks who live in Los Angeles, when they were constantly thinking that an earthquake could happen, keeps us on our toes and keeps us humble and keeps us appreciating life, you know. And if an asteroid was coming, I think people would really you know, bond together and probably become a little more...
Bond through the trauma.
A little more, yes, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
And you'd see a better side, perhaps.
Sparkle wants to know, what's it like working with Liv?
She's terrific. She's really a lot of fun. I mean, when you consider her life and how many people she meets and deals with and how much travel and work, and she's so easy and friendly and warm and affectionate, and I really enjoy working with her. And we were the only two gals, so, you know,
exactly.
We went go-karting one night, and we're all with our big helmets, and we're in the batting cage and with all the boys, and it was fun. Yeah.
What a blast.
Yeah, it was good.
That must have been a blast. Sean wants to know, what type of jokes make you laugh? Are you ticklish? If so, what is your most ticklish spot?
Okay, Sean, you're plugging for the question. You want the sunglasses, don't you?
You want the sunglasses.
Yeah, you want the yellow ones, huh? Or would you like these ones?
Or,
well, but, you know, come on, Sean, these are pretty good. Okay, well, what makes me laugh? What makes it goofy? You know what? I hate to say this, but I'm kind of juvenile when it comes to humor. I don't know. So
kind of a goofball.
Kind of toilet humor really makes me laugh. I don't know. Dirty jokes make me laugh. Not to say that I don't laugh at silly, ridiculous things. I enjoy very silly, silly, goofy things and people getting giddy. You know, someone who can't stop laughing, or someone who's really quick on their feet, who, you know, can interpret a situation from a really weird angle. I find that incredibly funny.
Now, did you all have those giggly moments on set?
Yes, we were trapped in this tiny shuttle, this little tin can, and the oxygen gets depleted, and we're all hot. And, you know, if you're not furious and getting frustrated, then you're just like, oh, yeah, and we just get giddy and silly. And
that's happy.
Yes, you get to know everybody quite well.
I bet you do. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like living together. If you really want to know someone, you live with them, you travel on a spaceship.
And that is no joke, because we went to NASA facilities, the training facilities, and went through all their equipment and went into an actual shuttle cockpit and living quarters. And oh boy, is that close, really close. No one ever talks about the smell, although Joe Allen, who was our NASA technician, who's been in space a couple of times in 82 and 84, said, this is not something we talk about, but it smells really bad. And there's six of them, and it's almost like one of those little puzzles, you know, it's like moving around. And this is the bathroom, like this, and sleeping and standing. Everything is so confined. And astronauts tend to be little for that reason.
Well,
yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Lacey wants to know, did Demi ever come on the set?
No. I mean, if she did, I wasn't there that day. I didn't see her or the days that she did come. I never laid eyes on her. Although, within the first couple weeks, his daughters came, and they hung out on set a bit.
They're adorable.
Yeah, yeah. They look like a great bunch of girls.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Ace wants to know, are you still in touch with your co-stars from Earth 2?
Not so much the co-stars as I am with the crew. That particular show, although, you know, we all got along and had a great time, generally I bonded more with the crew, and they all have been very, very much a part of my life and good, close friends that I've kept in touch with, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Danny Girl wants to know, which do you think will be a bigger hit, Small Soldiers or Armageddon?
Well, it'd be hard to, it's funny, I have one of my best friends from Homefront, Alex Wilson, is in Small Soldiers, and I'm very keen to see that film and see her job in. What are you looking at?
Oh, just looking at questions.
She's like, so I'm very keen to see Small Soldiers, and I would hope, I want as much success for her as possible, so I hope it does well.
Yeah, and at the same time, you really want your own movie to do well.
Well, sure, but you know what I mean? I think that's a given. I think Armageddon's going to do well.
Yeah.
It's exciting, and I think that's just a given, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about.
Not that I'm worried about Small Soldiers, but I hope they both do well so that Alex and I can play and enjoy.
Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, SPFX Dude says, Jessica, would you like to become known as a sci-fi heroine, or would you rather continue acting in other genres? If you could choose, what type of role and what kind of film would you love to sink your teeth into?
This is my other favorite question. so far. I would say no, I don't want to be a sci-fi heroine only. I'm at the point now where I've done a number of sci-fi projects, and I've done a number of professional gals, you know, lawyers and doctors and pilots and so forth. I would love to do a romantic comedy. I would love to take a chomp at a, you know, recurring on a sitcom or something. I would love to do an adventure. I would love to do a western. I would love to go to Africa. I would love to, you know, be on an epic sort of, or a period piece, you know, where, I don't know, something like that, something adventure. I love adventure and outside and stunts and action and I would love to have humor like that. Dude. Was that dude? That was dude.
That was dude.
Okay, here.
You
yellow.
Want it all. Dude, all right,
here's
it all.
We'll move on. Let's see if dude likes these yellow ones. Huh?
Those are pretty cool.
What do you think, dude?
Very cool.
All right.
Jessica,
Sass.
Do you have any good romances in this film, or is it all Ben and Liv? Someone who hasn't seen it.
On screen or off screen?
Well, wanted to tell us.
No. I don't not. There was actually in one of the original scripts, there was on the last page, Lev and Watts jump out onto the blow-up slide, for lack of a better technical term, holding hands, and that was in the original script, and so everybody was like, ooh, Levin Watts, even though he's married and whatever, so in the end, Michael didn't like that, and so that was about the only thing that came close to a romance. I think Watts is very busy, you know, she's very busy up in space, there's a lot to do, I'm trying to MacGyver the ship back off an asteroid, so there isn't time for that kind of extracurricular activity.
There's no, yeah, nothing for that. But what leading man would you love to play opposite?
Let's see.
Tell us.
First people that come to mind, let's see. Well, David Newsom wouldn't be bad. Harrison Ford wouldn't be bad. I think Dennis Leary would be fun. I think, who else?
How about Bruce?
Bruce? You mean as a love interest?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I think he'd be a riot. Bruce or, yep.
Why not?
There's a lot to choose from.
Did Bruce play any pranks on you?
Any pranks on me? Not that I can think of. No, not that I can think of. He kept calling, because I was the only woman, he would, like, make all these jokes at my expense, you know, and trying to get Michael to squeeze me into things and, I mean, not outfits or whatever, but into situations.
Spandex.
He was trying to squeeze me into some spandex spacesuit. Not that I could think of. No, he was always really nice to me. The anecdote that comes to mind, I can't tell. So anyway, no, I can't. No.
Okay, we'll chomp on that and we'll move on to another one.
Okay.
Why are people so fascinated with these end of the world movies?
Well, I would like to think they are because it makes you really look at your own mortality. That you look at the planet, your life, how you relate to others, what you would do in a desperate situation. What are your instincts? And I think that was interesting when the earthquake hit L.A. People were always talking about how it's going to be really Blade Runner. If there's an earthquake here, you know, get your ammunition, get your gas, get your money. You want to stock up on everything. Everybody's going to be fighting and killing each other for, you know, the bare necessities. And what happened was there was a lot of caring. There was a lot of concern. There was a lot of community and neighborhood pulled together and helping out. And that, I think, you know, if we get a sense of our, you know, our bonding as humans, I don't know, that's what, it's good to keep at the front of your mind, to appreciate your life and appreciate Earth and what a stunning place it is.
Well, the movie...
Take care of it.
The movie definitely makes its audience confront those questions.
Yeah, and there's some beautiful footage of locations on the planet and cultures and cities and... And I think it brings a warm feeling to see the beauty in our differences and
Absolutely.
religions and things like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gosh, my hair is kind of weird, isn't it? I keep touching this side, but it's really this side. It's
you look
all
fabulous. Lazy wants to know, did you get to keep the spacesuit?
Oh, I wish. I wish.
Now, those are real spacesuits.
Yeah. Well, they were designed, and they weren't actual sort of NASA spacesuits, but they certainly were impressive. You know, as soon as you stepped into it, pulled it on, this royal blue and the patches and there's a whole sense of needing to fill it out, needing to, you know, your pride gets all stoked up, and certainly it was just an impressive costume.
Did you feel patriotic?
Well, as much as a Canadian can in an American suit.
I was about to say, usually.
Yeah, I'm covered with American flags, and I met George Bush. We were shooting down in Houston, and he came to set, and I was talking to him about skydiving, and we'd both been, and I'm standing there in a picture, and there's a photograph taken with me in my blue American spacesuit with all my patriotic American stuff, standing with George Bush and Bruce Willis and Billy Bob Thornton, you know, all these Southern, and I just thought, so here's this, you know, little knucklehead is standing in the middle.
It's very surreal.
Yeah, it was funny. It was cute.
Very surreal. Terrapin S wants to know, how are you?
I'm fine.
I heard you like fire twirling.
I do.
What got you into that?
I was doing it last night, actually. I've got soot under my fingers. I ran into this, who happened to be a Canadian, didn't know it at the time, but I was at a Renaissance fair, and we have friends, and so we were there at night, and then there was a drumming circle, and I saw this woman. She was 21. She's a pop, but she's had so much life experience, and she was such an impressive person, and she was doing this, it's a Maori tribe fire ritual, although hers weren't on fire at the time, just the motion of it, and it fascinated me. So I was like, who are you? What's your phone? I want to, and I latched onto her totally. We became very good friends, and I wore one of her necklaces to the premiere the other night. She's an incredible jeweler, and she taught me, and she's dread heads, and
it was a necklace you wore with that white dress.
Not the white dress, but no, the one I wore to Westwood the other night. Yeah, she's just an incredible. Her name's Shauna, and she just taught me. And she came and lived in my teepee in the backyard and taught me how to twirl, and it was great. That's a great question. Like that question.
Well, what's your favorite on the top three?
Of this top
of those
three,
three.
Of those three questions? I think there were four. I think George is
St. George
yeah,
doing it?
I think George is
George is ahead, guys.
Yeah,
so
keep
it up. Keep it up. Meanwhile, known team wants to know, any cool cast or crew kits given out?
Yeah, let's see, what do we get? We got t-shirts, we got hats, we got bags, we got jackets. The jackets are pretty nice.
They look like
we actually wore the jackets in the film, or some, they were in the film. When we were fueling up, I think Sharp is wearing one. They're like puffy black, you know, bomber jackets, and they've got...
leather?
No, they're like, they're kind of... padded, they're warm, and they've got all the patches and stuff from the show, and so we all got given those. I got given one of those countdown clocks, countdown to Armageddon, you know,
really?
The number of days,
like
and
the
so
one.
It's like, and it's reusable, so you can set it for anything, like, you know, Friday, winter, or, you know, the year 2000 or anything, so it's reusable, but it's got Armageddon plastered across the front. That was fun.
And it was set?
It was set to the premiere.
Premiere.
Yeah,
that's really clever.
Yeah,
that's
fun. Yeah,
very cute.
Yeah, it's a good gimmick. Oh, and then a friend of mine. This was too funny. My friend, one of the producers from Homefront, Marcia, sent me in the mail this weird thing, this plastic weird thing, and I just can't figure out what it is. It's got Armageddon and the date opening and all this stuff written all over it. I couldn't figure out for the life of me what this thing was. And I read, she said she had to ask the manager at Pavilions a couple of times if she could have it. It was a grocery separator. She said, I've got this grocery separator. I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with it, but it's literally got, it's a, you know, the plug for
sure,
Armageddon.
I know this grocery separator.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got one of those too.
What do you know?
What do you know?
Maybe one of the best.
Yes. Well, advertising, there's nowhere we can hide.
No kidding. Dimitri wants to know, what do you think Jessica Steen will be doing in 2 years?
Oh, man. What I think, or, well, my mother, who's sitting in the other room, you know, it's sort of like hope for the best, but plan for the worst. So
yeah,
what I would
like
hope for,
dancing.
I would hope for, I would hope that I would be doing the kind of roles that that I talked about earlier. I would hope that my heart and my love life is great then. I would hope that that all my family and friends are happy and healthy, and then in planning for it, life couldn't be better than it is right now. So if it's just the same, I'll be thrilled then too.
Well, what a great attitude to have. Sounds like you've been looking at asteroids coming our way.
Well, you know, like that pearl of wisdom from my mother, you know, sure, an asteroid can hit any time, or you could be, you
absolutely.
Know.
Moms are great.
Aren't they?
They are.
Mine's pretty greatest.
They definitely
as
are.
As far as great goes.
Okay, now we're going to look at these questions again.
Okay.
Which question did you like better, George C.
Right.
Or Sean, who asked you about your ticklish zone.
Yes.
Or the dude who wanted to know about sinking your teeth into the role.
Well, you know what? I have to say, George, because when you work on something like this, and people are saying, "I'm going to see your movie," I'm you know, and I'm like, "My movie? Careful, it's not my movie. Don't go there. I mean, don't blink, you know. And so up until 3 days ago, I didn't know how much of this movie I was in, even. And so addressing that question, and as an actor, you work on something, and you never know how much you're going to be in it, what's going to end up on the floor, and it's just it's a huge unknown. And how do you explain that to people who say, "But yeah, but you worked on it for 4.5 months. I only saw you a few times." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. It's, you know, what are you going to do?" But to be a part of it at all has been a thrill. It's been a magic carpet ride. And but that George asked that means that I can explain and say, "I know, you know, all these magazine publicity things that we did," and I think, okay, just it's not my movie, that's for sure, but thrilled to be in there at all.
Well, we can't wait to see you. We're thrilled to see you.
No, thanks.
We have the second pair to give away. Which pair would you like to send to George?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have no idea. Although George knows what I look like.
What
I don't know what
George was your
is.
Second favorite question?
My second favorite question... was the I think well I mean I think the role question the so sci-fi heroine or something else question
that role.
Was
okay.
Dude, I think
that was Dude and George.
Dude and George,
you got yourself some glasses
awesome.
Coming at you.
Nice try, Sean. I mean, God love you for the ticklish.
So thank you all so much for stopping by to chat with Jessica, and make sure you all run out to see Armageddon.
Please do.
And
we'll
see you.
You
there.
won't be sorry. It's a
no,
lot of
you
fun.
Won't.
Yeah.
Thanks for participating, you guys.
Thank
see
you.